The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. Power go, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality Podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends.
Buckle up. Here. This isn't going to be a pretty episode, everybody.
Oh, no? Why?
Do tell. I hate everyone. I hate the Toms. I can't stand them. I won't watch another second of that Vanderpump Rules. I hate that show. I couldn't get through the episode. What did you think? Am I alone on this island?
Well, so it was interesting because I typically hate Vanderpump. I didn't like it. Like, I wasn't like, oh, this is fucking great.
But it was okay. You could watch a second episode.
Well, what I found the most compelling thing, I guess, for me was watching is Lala to me. Is like, if they didn't have Lala, there would be no show. But I just love watching Lala, like, make people feel terrible about themselves. And like,
finished it. I couldn't even get through. I was hoping that I was like, there's no way Geneva finished this episode.
Well, there's just something
what happened
about,
at
like,
the end.
Lala's just such an asshole. It makes people feel like so terrible just about like being alive. I don't
What did she do at the party? She went to the what happened?
She went to the party.
I should have watched. I'm an asshole.
And like, essentially, you know, her and Sheena had a sit down where she cried and whatever. But then she was like telling Raquel, like Raquel was like, you know, I just want like us like put stuff behind us or whatever. And Lala was like, oh, so you like, you need me to baby you, like I have to treat you like a little baby. Okay, like a
she's
baby,
such a
like,
fucking bitch. I can't stand it. It's so fake.
She's
so
terrible.
She's that nasty.
And then her and Ariana got into it. She's like, whatever, Ariana, like be drunk, drink some water. And it's like, Lala, 2 years ago you were the drunk person. Like, don't be judging people for drinking just because you're an alcoholic, you know what I mean?
Right.
I just thought it was interesting.
I apologize to the family. I just
no, but I am totally fine not watching it.
I could watch,
so
but
good.
Maybe I should. Once they got to Max and James in Vanderpump in Villa Rosa, I was like, I'm going to chuck my phone and throw it across the street because I hate these people. And
I
how
know.
Can this
so
episode
stupid.
Be saved? But
no, it wasn't saved. I'm not saying it was saved. Right. I'm just saying like it's funny to see like the old guard, like to see Lala and fucking the Tom still here with all these like idiots. It's just like, it just shows you how desperate some people are to remain on television.
Lala is pretty though. She's got that Hollywood glam and
she looks
good.
Great. She looks phenomenal.
Especially after having a fucking baby. Fuck her.
Yeah.
She looks amazing. The baby was 2 pounds though coming out. I mean, it was a small baby. I guess that's what babies are.
I think she looks great. I think Sheena has jacked
once
her
she
face
said
up.
It slid out of her cookie like Kourtney Kardashian and they have like the instant replay. I'm like, oh my God. Oh God.
Yeah. It's
Sheena. I don't think her face looks that bad.
Oh
but
my God. There's she did something to her lips where they've like expanded open on there's something about when you get too much fillers in your mouth,
it's too much,
it like opens your mouth. Like she just like, if you look at her mouth, it's like, what did you do to your face?
Yeah. And it's never repairable. Your lips never look the same.
That's
once
what
they're
I'm saying.
Pushed out like that.
Yeah, then they
so unnatural.
Right. It's not cool. And I just, you know, I remember feeling this way and I'm not definitely not like trying to body shame anyone, but there's like a point when after you have a kid you're like, I just want to look great, I just want to like get into something, and you stuff yourself into something that's like not the time. And I feel like that's what Sheena's doing. Is
she
like,
filmed directly right after
and it's like you just, you're trying so hard to be like, I'm the same person, and it's like you're not, and your body's all fucked up. And it's just, I don't know, I didn't love seeing that. It's not good.
So the end of, I should have sat through the episode. I just can't stand the Toms. And how do they have money to open up another bar?
Right.
And it just, Sheena was always the one that everyone made fun of, and now she's still on the show. Lala's right. the leader of the pack.
I know.
The show is just dead. Let it go.
I think
Winter House is going to come on and just blow it out of the water.
100%. Because that's what you need. Again, there's too many years of hatred amongst these people. And then the remaining cast now has no connection to each other, really. You know? So it just comes across as like a fake show.
We're left with Katie.
I know.
Like, hi, queen. Shut the fuck up when Lala and Katie are in there. It makes my stomach turn with watching them. They're so unlikable. It's
100%. Just, couldn't agree more.
Everybody hates Jax. Yeah, but he was good television. He's mentally ill, sweaty crackhead. You know, he's good TV.
Justine's the Jax defender.
Justice for Jax. I mean, he should, if this, he was the show for 8 seasons. Now they're going to, now James is the leader of the pack. I mean, no. Taking pills. Lisa Vanderpump, how about you nip that in the bud with your kid taking freaking Fedrin pills, getting zoomed up. He's going to have a heart attack outside to the dumpster of LA Fitness.
I actually love
that. Was my kid and they said that, I would be all over his ass. Like, what the fuck are you taking? You better cut this out. You're going to be dead.
I did love that they like fought over a split charge for a salad. That's like just so LA douchery. Oh,
God. And they're not broke.
Right. It's like just split the, oh God. Yeah. Dumb. I think it's dead man walking this season. There's no way it's good. There's no way.
And Lisa Vanderpump holding true to the, I would have more respect for Lisa. I mean, I understand she's probably making money off the show, but I don't know. Something's done with Lisa Vanderpump and me. I like her, whatever. I don't hate her.
We've been saying this for a while. I'm concerned about the state of Bravo shows. I think Summer
That's
House.
I'm saying too.
I think Winter House will be glorious. But the more I think about it, the more I will say again and again, Beverly Hills will kill all Housewives. It will never be the same. It is just not going to watch the same. We have all these changes.
No.
Portia's gone. I don't care about Cynthia, but like a lot of the old guard is leaving, and I think they're reading the tea leaves, you know?
Yeah. No, and New York Housewives has hit the skids, you know? And people think Tinsley and Leah are going to save it. They're not going to save it. Stop saying that. It's not going to happen. I want Leah gone.
Yeah, I don't even know. You think even New York's coming back? I don't even know.
I hope they come back, but with a fresh new facelift. I really do.
Maybe.
With all new people, with Beth Stern and Katie Lee Joel.
I just like when I'm sitting there like watching.
There you go.
Like when I'm watching the Salt Lake City episode, for example.
I hate it.
Nothing's happening.
Boring. Put me to sleep.
Ski bikes. And like ice
Hot
fishing
cocoa.
And I just, there's none of it that
I mean, Meredith, I love the scenery. I love the snow.
The snow
I love
and
her
a fight.
Walking up.
Yes. Yes. The scenery of Salt Lake City is beautiful. But if you placed them in Orange County, it's the same show. You know what I mean?
It's odd that they're focusing on this young boy's sexuality as a storyline for a housewife show.
Yes.
It's kind of sick in a weird way. And Meredith, I can't blame her. And
I actually, for some reason, I'm not a Meredith fan. I don't know why, but I thought she was fantastic when she was talking to Jen initially and like describing why she was upset. I thought it was beautifully said. And I thought it was like very succinct and direct and non-emotional and like calm. And then Jen is just like, what are you even talking about? Like, she's, and then again, she goes back to how do my children feel? And it's just like, I felt for Meredith there. Like, I would do the same thing. Like, shut the, what are you doing? It's nuts. But like, other than that
feel
one
for your kids
scene
now, cause you're going to prison. But for at that point we did.
Right. Right. I just like, you know,
Meredith is growing on me with her I like her flipping out because she's so poised that it's fun to see her get lit.
And it's fun to see somebody not like, she does not want to engage in the bullshit. She just wants to have a direct conversation with Jen, and Jen will not let it happen. Like, at all.
And Lisa Barlow is not your friend, Meredith.
No.
I'm sorry. If someone was doing that to, if you were a situation where you hated somebody, I hate them too. You can't change my mind.
No, 100%. Especially like,
I'm not civil.
Me and you have kids. Somebody was coming for one of your kids and saying shit, I'd come for them. Yeah. Just period. Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, this whole Jenny situation is depressing. I want to punch her husband in the face. 3 C-sections, 9 miscarriages.
Jesus.
Mid 40s.
What I did find interesting is, like, have they had the discussion of a surrogate? Like, they seem maybe financially they could afford something like that. Like, there are other, yeah. She doesn't need to carry the child, you know?
Right. She don't want to have a kid either.
No.
Who wants to? God, he's just an asshole. His face, the way that he's saying it to her, is very like
cold.
I'm the leader of the,
yes.
I'm the owner.
I have to say her children are extremely impressive to me. I hope that my kid cleans like that. And, like, I mean, come on. And then go read a
They're
book.
Adorable.
Did you hear her? She's like, clean up your science experiment and then, like, go read a book or something. It's like, my God, that's what I'm talking about right there. It's the way to do
she's
it.
She's headed for success. She's adorable.
She really is.
She's one of the cutest kids I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. All those kids are stand-up individuals.
Yeah. And she's doing a good job. I like Jenny, but I don't want Jenny. Jenny's trying to be housewife. She's
There's
like fighting with them, getting in the middle of it. I appreciate it, but.
Yeah. I don't think
I like her.
I like her. I just don't think she's a housewife.
It is, you know, she's in the middle of something. They should have scrapped. I'm sorry if it took all the time in the world. We know that they can scrap things. They cut that whole housewife that rambled on with us. What's
yes.
her name?
Oh,
who was
God.
Married to the baseball player.
Worst interview
they
we've ever
out
done.
Of every scene. They should have scrapped this entire season, not done this whole months before, and got into the nitty gritty
right.
of the Jen
right.
situation. And it would have been a phenomenal season. Instead, they're wasting our time with ice fishing.
You know what? That's actually brilliant, because I bet we're not even going to get as much of the Jen stuff as we think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and I appreciate the editors for catching Jen Shaw saying, I'm not going to steal your identity. Only a thief
good.
Would think that way, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she's so good with how she is so smooth, isn't she? She's a smooth operator, man.
She is. She's a con artist. You can see it. She cons friends into thinking they're at fault, like she does with Heather. She, like, that's her vibe. She's conning people 24/7. Jen Shaw, Chalet bullshit, 75 assistants. It's all fishy.
I like Whitney. Heather, I like Heather and Whitney together. Heather, I like, but.
I like Heather when you don't see her with Jen. Like when she's by herself and she's like, even with her daughters, I appreciate the way she is with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But then when you see her, like, be like this,
like a nice boss,
knockdown friend, like just like fall over for you. I don't know.
The show is boring. I mean, there's really nothing to it. Meredith saved the episode. It's like she came in like Superman at the end. Thank God if it wasn't for her, they would have had nothing the entire episode.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree more.
Lisa Barlow. Oh, Mary telling her son, who's all stoned off his ass. I like the praying before the food. That is nice. Pray for the hands that prepare.
If the army is not a calling, and you don't financially need to do it.
Yeah,
do you know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
Like a lot of people who are low income, like, do you know what I mean? Like people who are low income going to the army because it's a career choice that like provides stability or you're like, oh, holy shit, I want to go fight for my country. But if you're just an apathetic person who doesn't give a shit, don't force your kid into the army. That's a disaster. That's how he hates you for life.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean?
And
it's like, come on.
Her saying, put on a condom or you're going to come home with a purple dick, and girls can look clean on the outside, but not clean on the inside.
Dealing
She's
with her
nuts.
Can you imagine if that was your mother? Oh my God.
No, no.
Psychotic. It's a lot.
Joining the army is the only way he's going to get rid of her.
Seriously.
God. But yeah, I agree. I mean, if you have a calling for it, it's beautiful, but.
Right. What
you
else?
See
Anything
these little
else?
Kids. You get on an airplane sometimes.
Oh, they're children.
You see these little kids and they're going off. Oh, it's heartbreaking. It's like, oh my God. No, not on that.
Oh, we meant to tell you this at the top of the hour. The top of the hour.
Got crazy about Vanderpump Rules.
We interviewed Priya from Love Island UK. It was a fun chat. And that'll drop Monday, anywhere you get your pods. So, and we're also dropping the full video exclusively on our Patreon. There was a moment where the sun really came in to Justine.
Oh,
like,
did you see that? I was like, did you see that? There was a rainbow around my aura. It was like an angel sitting on my lap. It was wild.
It came in.
I'm glad you bring that up.
I know, it's beautiful.
you know,
and it just faded away.
Her hair looks good too. Oh, I moved it. I moved the camera.
Oh, okay.
It hit the camera right in perfect spot, but it was Jesus coming to me.
Yeah.
And
yeah, so that'll be fun. We're also
very pretty.
Gorgeous.
Very naturally pretty girl.
Yes. We're also dropping Jailbirds New Orleans on Patreon starting this weekend.
Yes.
And the Britney doc. You know, there's Britney's two
free, baby. And
there's one on
free.
Yeah, there's one on Netflix and there's one on Hulu. I may watch the Hulu one too. The Netflix one was very legal.
Oh, you watched it?
I did. Very legal heavy, but it was interesting. I mean, it's
she
nothing
debunked that a lot of the stuff on the Hulu one.
Oh,
read
okay.
Her reports on it.
Okay. God, I won't, but
was it, did it put you to sleep?
I wouldn't say the Netflix one was like compelling. I thought it was okay, but I think it's worth it. Like, we could just watch. I think you should just watch it so we can just discuss the Britney
How
situation.
Long was it?
Hour and a half.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh. All right. Let's talk Beverly Hills.
Oh, and set your calendars, everybody.
Yes.
October 23rd.
Yes.
We're having our live Halloween edition.
Gonna be fun.
Dress up.
Yeah, baby.
Topless.
All right, Beverly Hills. Listen, the way these women are kissing Erica's ass is insane. Insane to watch. And the only people with their eyes open are Sutton and Garcelle.
Sutton's closing them.
Sutton's fantastic, gotta say.
She is, but I don't like them. I don't like how she will still kiss her ass like on the
I know
that on the dock.
The way they're pandering to Erica is bizarre. Very
Sutton
odd.
Is like, what's wrong with women and myself 100%. You have a gut instinct, Sutton. Stay true to it. Do not be swayed. She's being swayed like, oh, maybe I'm wrong, you know.
Right.
And that's she feels guilty because she seems very sweet. You know?
I mean, if I was sitting with a group of my friends and one of my friends who I'm a good friend with is talking about her husband who just defrauded millions of dollars and says he did a lot for people, I would go, bitch, get your head out of your ass. What the fuck? Like,
you're
literally
going to prison. Look at your life. He's a horrible person.
It's unbelievable to me that her default is not to shit on him and then talk. And I understand legally they're telling her to not say shit, but you don't have to act like he's Mother Teresa.
But she's saying a lot still.
Right. Exactly. She is saying a lot.
She wouldn't be on the show.
if
she listened to legal advice, there's no way you'd go on there. You could make money some other way.
Right. Right.
I don't know how. But
I mean, I thought like that part was weird to me. And then at the end, when she was like trying to be fun and talking about sleeping with people, and she was like, just shut the fuck up. You don't know me. It was like, wait, what?
Yeah. She's nuts. It's either.
It's creepy.
What was she saying? Like, you don't. Yeah. How did she snap? Like, you don't know who.
Right. Like, you don't know me.
You don't. I've never fucked you. Or,
right. Like, just shut the fuck up. You don't know me. It's like, what?
Jeez.
Oh.
The whole situation and her confessionals mixed in with the real time with those women, how she's saying the opposite, was she's like with Sutton, like, we'll be okay. And then she's like, do I want to make up with Sutton?
Yeah, fuck Sutton.
Fuck now.
Right, right.
And that's who she really is.
I think four parts of a reunion is going to be terrible.
Much.
It's too much. Give us two. I already am over it. And I haven't even watched part one.
Even though it's still good, she's going to put herself in prison if she really is talking. And Andy, I guess her and Andy are fighting during it, they're saying.
Oh, really?
But I don't believe that. But we'll see. I mean, if Andy does go toe-to-toe like that, God bless him. I'll put him on the top of my Christmas tree this year if he really does.
Yeah, if he freaking bucks up.
If he does what he should do for us viewers, he's our leader. And he has the opportunity to really ask the questions and really put her feet to the fire like these other women won't. And put Kyle Richards up there. And people are yelling at me on Twitter saying, oh, you know that you know that Lisa Rinna is in business with her. Well, they said that she wasn't, but maybe she really is. Maybe it really does tie back to money that Lisa Rinna and her are intertwined with.
I think it might be. I think there's something financial. I saw everybody say
I love everybody's an internet sleuth nowadays. Millions of dollars into her investment, blah, blah, blah. It's like, all right, guys, everybody calm down. It's funny to me that tweets just can't be tweets. Like, you can't make a comment. It's like everybody has to fact check and be like, oh,
people are fighting. Like, there's people having personal fights with people on there. If she just wanted to be famous with Lisa, with Erica, she would have been nicer to Denise. Denise is way more famous than Erica Girardi.
Right.
Erica's sinking ship. You know, maybe she is trying to be a good friend, but there is some, Lisa Rinna seems like she's really got a personal invested interest.
Yeah. When she was like, it's all a true story. It's like, you're not her your publicity rep. Like, what are we talking about? This is weird. Like, publicity rep, publicist,
got money in Subway and she's over there eating Subway bread like, this isn't taste like foam, you know?
Exactly.
I just don't buy it. There's something deeper here.
Yeah, I don't know.
And his eye exploding.
Yeah, it's all too much.
What is it, the Terminator? I mean, this is nuts. And where is this cable car winery tour? I live about a half hour. Where are you riding on this cable car that you can drink on the street? It looks like a blast.
Temecula, man. Temecula wineries are like,
it's such a situation. Huge now. But did you know about this cable car that people are riding around on?
No, I did not. It looked like a good time. I just love, you know, wine tasting's hilarious because like you have these actual professionals like trying to tell you about wine and everybody's just like, fucking pour it in, let's go, you know?
I like, I do feel bad for Crystal because her dad actually was ill and it's a nice story that her husband took care of him.
Yeah. Stand up guy for sure.
Her buying everybody a bottle of wine. It's like, how much was the wine? I need to know.
Yeah.
I like Crystal, but she, we'll see if she sticks around another season. Who knows?
She looks
good in that bathing suit. She should be proud about that shit.
Yeah. She looked phenomenal. Anything else?
Kyle and her imitations and Sutton and Erica. Erica's not going to like that.
No, definitely not.
And Kathy leaving to go get a massage during the wine tasting was hilarious.
Phenomenal.
Her saying that she got hit in the head with a golf ball during a Barbie commercial. Hilarious.
Was it you or somebody else who said that it was probably her mom getting her to cry for the scene?
Somebody else said that. Yeah, guy said, is it Kyle?
It's hilarious.
It is her mom for sure. And what was I going to say? Oh, she was on Watch What Happens Live. She said that she did know the lady's name and that she was just trying to protect her identity. So maybe that's the truth. Who knows?
Oh, okay. All right.
The Never Have I Ever. Is Garcelle really, is she doing the producer's dirty work or was it just a coincidence?
The game, you mean? Like that she suggested?
Said, I've never stolen something.
Right. I know. Very shady.
I don't know. We'll see. It's the season finale next episode. I don't know how it's over.
I know. Great season, though. But like I said, I think it's going to be the kiss of death for Housewives overall.
What'd you think of Brian Mularkey? He's a big San Diego guy.
Yeah, he is. His food looks good. I watched him on Top Chef. I love how
he's a Top Chef guy.
They're dressed like they're
wrapped into Bravo.
Yeah. It looks like he's in Toronto. They're dressed like they're in fucking Toronto. San Diego looks so much fur.
Yeah, I know. Like they're in, it's freezing. Okay, my last thing. Kyle saying, "What's Cat's got your tongue, Sutton?" You know, Kyle is just such a. She is so dirty, way more than we'll ever know.
Yeah, on the low, she is for sure. All right, should we talk Potomac?
Yeah. I thought it was a decent episode.
I thought it was okay.
Candace,
I thought
that, is the show.
Yeah, once she shows up, the shit always starts, you know?
It does. Without her, it'd be a bore.
The first half of the episode, I was like asleep.
Yeah.
I think I love Giselle keeping people outside and having this like shitty event, like with construction going on. Like, I can't stand.
She lived like this 5 years.
I don't know. You know what, though? I realize this. Like, you know, I moved into this house like a month ago. I did a great job unpacking. Like, we're pretty much there. But there is an ability for you to settle into like having shit. Like, there was a box sitting here that's been here since week one that I haven't. You know what I mean? Like, you get used to just shit around you. Do you know what I mean?
But like, she's living in like a construction site.
Yeah, no, it's chaos. But you get used to it, I think. Easier than you would think.
in her house. Oh, my house is a dump. Her in, I love how she's got huge pictures of herself up, like, so, looks like a Sephora, you know, like a CoverGirl ad.
I loved Karen. I got vaccinated just to be around you heifers.
I love hearing people talk about the vaccine. Like, I got my second vax today. I know. We're so past it that during the time when everyone was getting vaccinated,
right,
how
it was
are
like
you going to feel
deal.
This and I that?
Know.
You know?
I know. God, what a relief
so
it was.
Interesting.
I can't yeah, stand
it. I thought
Wendy.
It was going to be a big deal. Yeah. I have to say this. It's just so funny how America thought they had to like stage everybody. Like, there was going to be hordes of people coming to get the vaccine.
And now we're
the
trying
reality
to like, bribe
that
people.
America, no half of the freaking country didn't even come.
I know. It's ridiculous.
God bless America.
The best. Oh, absolutely love Giselle's daughter going to move the car. And she's like, I'm confident. I'm confident. And she goes up to Robin. Can you go with me?
I know. That was sweet. That kind of proves to me that Robin and
Giselle are real
have
friends.
A true friendship.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Me too. Because you can always tell who the kids are most comfortable with is who the real friends are. Like if she rolled up to her, that's her friend.
And it shows that Robin's sweet, which I think she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved. See, this is what I want more of. Like, why are we not getting Karen drunk calling people, telling Robin she likes Juan more than her? Like, why aren't we getting that? I want that. I don't want Karen Huger, the Surrey County ambassador. Like, I want to see her drunk calling people.
Jeez. She's got Ray out there. He's gonna have a heart attack grabbing these heavy boxes.
Oh my God. Jeez. When he was carrying that, I'm like, God, put it down, Ray.
Don't do it. I don't give a fuck about Mia and the sad, like shaming her mother on national television. I get it. Your mom fucked you over big time, but you know, I don't want to see it. Sorry.
I don't like Candace always goes too low, like a dirty little hamster. And to call your mother low budget. Like, again, she always finds
it. No, but
yeah,
she had to have. Yeah.
She always finds a way to be the dirtiest person in a fight. She just does. Ooh, she says crazy shit.
Nasty.
Very
you
nasty.
Know, Ascala, and she kind of woke up when she was like, I'm not going in the house. And you can send me a video. I wouldn't either. You know, that was
yeah,
funny.
I liked that.
But on Twitter, her and Mia are fighting yesterday or the day before. Okay. I don't know if you saw this. And no. Mia said, oh, well. I heard that you don't even pay for your mom has to live at your house and blah, blah, blah. And your mom is in your house pretty much. And Scala hit back and said, yeah, at least, you know, my mom came here to care for my grandchildren. That's what a mom does when she loves you. And she said that on Twitter. I was like, oh, baby. I mean, Mia had it coming, but, and then Mia's come out to say that it wasn't her tweeting. It was,
her assistant,
her manager.
Right,
yeah.
Right,
okay.
Right. Always. But, so dumb.
Oh, when she said you're giving me Diana Ross vibes and Giselle was like, no, it's Beyonce. And she says, oh, it's Sasha Fierce. And then Ascala said she would have been wearing heels with that broken foot. Even did you see that? I love this so true. But hey, they acted like Diana Ross is a dig. That's a freaking compliment. Shit.
Are you kidding? The highest compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, how do you feel about paying your children for chores?
I don't know. I guess 50% of me is like, just fucking do this. You're living in here, you know, when you know.
I'm
and
not,
then
I will tell you this right now. And watch, I will, but I will never pay, will not pay my
I
kid.
I never did.
To do,
I mean, I
to do
my parents
chores?
Were giving me money.
Like, I understand you get an allowance.
Who's
and that's
doing
for,
that? I missed it.
Mia, she was like, oh, you know, they made, was
oh,
like that
I
they got $100 for putting away their clothes. It's
well,
like,
that wasn't my life.
Joel, me, you.
It's like, you want to eat dinner, you're going to fucking do the chores.
That's my parenting philosophy.
I mean, yeah, that's a little.
Let me tell you, this is an aside, but I'm currently potty training my child. And I would just like to say that it's one of the most disgusting experiences of my life.
Oh,
it is. And
just
I wish
them shitting
no
all
one.
Together now that they're out the diaper. It's
disgusting.
Disgusting.
Wait, it's all
you're gonna find shit on the toilet, piss everywhere.
Okay, I already told you this, but I'll tell all of you because you can rival in my terrible life. He took off his diaper, so he was in a pack and play because we were waiting to set up like his bigger bed. He was in the pack and play, stuffed in there like a little sardine. Fucking took off his diaper, wiped poop everywhere, like painting with poop. Then fell asleep. I didn't look. I didn't have a monitor, so I didn't even look. when I went in there to get him. It's dried everywhere. I had to throw out the entire pack and play. Then he did it again yesterday in the big person, in the bigger bed. Thankfully, he didn't touch it.
In the new bed?
Yeah, in the new fucking bed. I tied his shorts onto him. He somehow pulled them off, ripped off his diaper. It's like a disaster.
Oh, yeah.
It's literally the most grossest thing. I can't. He's doing pretty good.
Vernon
those...
walks around buck naked and sitting there.
It's just no one should have to deal with this.
Pee in the toilet. He's like, oh, I peed on the floor. It's like piss in the toilet.
Humans should come potty trained.
They're like dogs.
They
should swim and potty train.
Yes. 100%.
The middle of the night they wake up and they gotta pee and they're disoriented. And my middle kid is aggressive as hell in the middle of the night. And he's gotta pee and he doesn't want to. And
you know what it's like? It's like drunk people pee. Like
everywhere. It is.
I used to have a friend who would like get drunk and pee in like people's like cabinets and stuff when she was drunk. Like she would just like pull it out and be like, I'm on the toilet. It's like, no, you're not. You're literally peeing in somebody's drawer.
Yeah, that's all you get. It's like crazy. Disgusting. It is disgusting. Then them wiping. Did you make sure you wiped enough? And then you can smell their ass. It's like, take a shower, you smelly little freaking gremlin. Oh,
and you
my
already know
God,
Justine
can
likes
smell
a clean
your ass.
Smell.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's terrible.
You want to lay in your bed and it's like your ass smells. Get the hell out of here. And their dirty little feet. It's like, let me wash your feet.
Dirty. God. Yeah.
Living in California, no one's wearing shoes or socks and everyone's just, it's like three little Tarzans. God. Ugh.
Chaos. All right. Sorry. I was an aside. I don't know how I got there.
Karen, is this a tent in the back? Or are we COVID testing? She's got some of the best lines.
She does. She's great. It was great. I found this episode entertaining. I also love how they're just like fighting and then they just like walk away and then they're just like, all right, we're leaving. Bye. You know, it's like, all right.
Karen's like, Wendy, are you okay? Them asking Wendy that, I mean, obviously Escala was right. You asking her a question like that, she's going to respond like crazy.
Very shady. Yeah. I'm over Wendy though. I find her unbearably
annoying.
She's not
playing the
game. No, she's not. I just don't like it. I don't like her portrayal. I don't like her arc. I hate it all.
And Giselle hates people with a hat. Someone made a point. She does come for everyone that has. There's a reason she likes Robin because Robin's not happy. If Robin and Juan had a healthy relationship, I wonder what Giselle's take would be on it. Will it ever be okay for her?
Yeah, you're right. That's a great point. Oh, God. What else?
I would not want to move Candace's car. She seems like everything is perfection, you know?
Yeah, I thought her outfit was ridiculous for the event. Like, she could barely walk. I mean, she looked cute. But
she's
it was
so
like,
cute.
Yeah.
If she has kids, though, that's just so funny. Because you know the hell that they have to live in. And your house is just destroyed. And
right.
They'll never have kids, I don't think.
You don't?
I don't think so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't feel it happening. She'd be cute. I mean, cute, pregnant, and all that. But right. People hate Candace, but I have a soft spot for that little psychopath.
She is nuts.
So the mom, though, back to Mia's mom, it's just really heartbreaking to me. She was sentenced to 20 years in prison but got out. Did you catch that?
I guess, yeah. I didn't.
And it's nice, though. Like, some people don't need to rot in jail. Sometimes they can learn their lesson and be productive members
Nobody,
of society.
If it's substance-related, drug-related, and you didn't kill someone, you should not be in jail for 20 years. Like, just it's
no need for
ridiculous.
That.
You should be in rehab. Yeah.
And then the whole thing is she like loves the sister more. It's really heavy shit, man. I mean, my parents love me more than my brother, so I'm the opposite situation, but
you're the one. I mean, your brother's the one.
I'm the Mia.
Oh yeah, right. The Mia. Oh God. All right.
Boring up. I mean, nothing. Bravo is just, I don't know, it's interesting. Reality TV, maybe we're burnt out.
Possible. I don't know. It's becoming more background noise to me than appointment television.
Yeah, except for like
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, I will watch it that night.
Oh, me too.
And
Winter House, I'm super pumped for. I think Winter House is gonna be great.
And Geneva did catch up on Millionaire Listing.
Oh yeah. I watched two episodes. I really like it. I like Altman and Flagg being friends for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Like, I really enjoy that. And I like seeing
Frederick.
I like Frederick. I just like the opulence. And they're good. They're all good agents. You know what I mean? Like, it's
they're good.
You're
TV.
Watching real business. Yeah. It's good TV. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I enjoy it.
And Tracy is a great representation of a woman.
Yes.
She's soft, but she's hard at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fun. I'm going to catch up. I watched one and a half episodes, so I'm going to keep trucking.
Women
on.
Like Tracy should be running this fucking world and it would be a better place. She is like legit. The way mm-hmm. that it's, you know,
a little bit of a red flag. She's dating a 20-year-old, but you know, she's going through something.
Yeah. Right. 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 And yeah. He's playing daddy.
Yeah. And he's like the trainer, but other than that, it's fine.
yeah he's training her, that's for sure.
Oh, all right guys, don't forget,
it should be good next episode with inviting the husbands,
yeah,
for Potomac.
Yeah, be all right. Priya joins us next week Monday. That episode drops. More fun stuff, patreon.com.
Join our Patreon
Dearality Podcast. Write us a review, send us some love, because we love you guys, and we'll be back before you know it. Bye.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.